Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Angela running the meeting tonight or me? You want me to run it?
Yeah.
Angela? Okay. All right. We have Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, myself, Hubert, Angela, and Mom. And Sister Shirley can pick up reading in Joshua 7 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Joshua 7, one moment, please. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accused thing for Acham, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebdi, and the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took up the accused things, and the angel of the Lord was kindred against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gates even to Shearim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening tide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore have thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we have been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turn up their backs before them, before their enemies? Let me get my page. For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our names from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accused things, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the curse from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. There is an accursed in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed things from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribe, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the families which the Lord shall take shall come by the household, and the households which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has walked folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribe, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah and took the family of the Zerahites, and he brought the family of the Zerahites man by man, and Zebdi was taken, and he brought his household man by man, and Acham, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebdi, and the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, had it not for me. And Acham answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done, when I saw among the spoils as goodies Babylonish garments and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I covered them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messenger, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all the Israel with him took Acham, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedges of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why have thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. I will go ahead and do a roll call. Shirley, Mom, Gilbert, Loretta, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and I have someone whose number ends in 3837.
Elpo Nullum.
Oh. Auntie
Elpo. All right, welcome. Good evening, everyone.
Uh-huh. Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Carrie.
Forgive us, Lord, not for always living in a way that is meaningful in your eyes. Help us to walk humbly by your side. Pick us up when we fall and do the same for others on their journey. I will live as you command and leave everything else to you. Loving God, you don't promise us a life without pain. You promise that you will walk with us through the affliction of this life that bring my that life that bring life that bring blessing. My God, I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And thank you for that beautiful prayer, Auntie Carrie. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. When I call your name, if you don't have anything to share today, just say pass. I'd like to start off with Mother.
Jeremiah 1:1-10. It said, born for a purpose. In an increasing self-centered, self-indulgent, fragile margin, society people are not knocking down doors to find divine purpose in their lives. Financial, independent, professional success, social recognition, social acceptance. Yes, but not divine purpose. To search for divine purpose in our life will mean having to remove ourselves from the center of focus and embrace the idea of a God-centered life, one in which God gives us purpose and direction. It will mean having to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, who am I and who has God created me to be? What is my purpose in life? It will mean having to take a position between pursuing our own personal self-interest or confronting the issue of social justice and morality that we face in our nation today. Admitting the corona influence of sin and immorality in the nation of Israel, God moved Jeremiah to give to his own purpose in life. God told Jeremiah that even before the prophet had come out of his mother's womb, God had sanctified and ordained him to be God's voice to the nation. But even then, Jeremiah was not willing to accept the responsibility of addressing the social ill of the nation. In fact, he tried to evade God's direction by claiming to be too young to be a prophet. Jeremiah knew that accepting the office of prophet would require him to take an unpopular position, but God told him not to fear because he would be with him. God had ordained all of us for some special purpose. Finding out what that purpose is takes courage and a willingness to listen to the cue God has given us and accepting God's divine purpose for our lives, often having to take an unpopular social position at home, in our community, in the workplace, and in our nation. But we have comfort in knowing that God is with us as he was with Jeremiah. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declare the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Jeremiah. Next, I have Loretta.
Oh, boy, I had so much to read today. I just realized I need to cut some of it down. let's see. I guess I come out of Psalms 27.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. whom shall I fear?
Yes.
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. And he will also hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Lord.
Amen.
27. All righty. Next we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to read Revelation 22. I'm going to read half this time and half on our other section.
Amen.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of that tree were for healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candles, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angels to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of this prophecy of this book. And I, John, see these things and heard. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angels which showed me these things. Then said unto me, see thou, do it not. For I am a fellow servant of that brother of the prophet, and then them which keep saying of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for part one of Revelation 22. And next we'll have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Colossians 3, reading verses 1 through 11. You have been raised to life with Christ. Now set your heart on what is in heaven, where Christ rules at God's right side. Think about what is up there, not about what is here on earth. You died, which means that your life is hidden with Christ, who sits beside God. Christ gives meaning to your life, and when he appears, you will also appear with him in glory. Don't be controlled by your body. Kill every desire for the wrong kind of sex. Don't be immoral or indecent or have evil thoughts. Don't be greedy, which is the same as worshiping idols. God is angry with people who disobey him by doing these things. And that is exactly what you did when you lived among people who behaved in this way. But now you must stop doing such things. You must quit being angry, hateful, and evil. You must no longer say insulting or cruel things about others and stop lying to each other. You have given up your old ways of life with its habits. Each of you is now a new person. You are becoming more and more like your Creator, and you will understand Him better. It doesn't matter if you are Greek or a Jew or if you are circumcised or not. You may be a barbaric official, and you may be a slave or a free person. Yes, Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Colossians. Next we have Auntie Dot. Do you have any good news to share this evening?
Yes, I'm in Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to read 3 to 8. Divorce for him that cries in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be excelled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough place a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice say, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord blow upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall never stand forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Don, for that reading out of Isaiah. Next, we have Mr. Hubert.
118 to 21.
What
book? Psalms 118. Okay. The Lord is my strength and song, and it has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go in unto them. And I will praise the Lord. Gate of the Lord, this gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and I'll become my salvation. Amen.
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 All right, thank you, Gilbert, for that reading out of Psalms. I will go next. Coming out of Acts 9, 1 through 6.
Coming out of what, Angela?
Acts 9, 1 through 6.
Okay.
And it's regarding Saul's conversion. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciple. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And I just want to read a passage from a Reverend Marvin Griffin, Choosing Lanes. There are many ways. There is the way. The question is, which way shall we take? Life is like a highway with multiple lanes, heading north, south, east, and west. people from all walks of life travel in different lanes on the same highway. Travelers often discover, to their surprise, they are in a lane that exists, that exits on, in a side road or crossover road. They have to change lanes quickly in order to stay on course and reach their destination. Paul was on the Damascus Road when he changed lanes. He changed from the narrow legalism of Judaism to the covenant of grace of the Christian faith. He changed from the lane of prejudice, bigotry, and oppression to the lane of liberating freedom in Jesus Christ. All of us are travelers of this journey. An encounter with Jesus Christ enables us to change lanes. When we enter the right lane, we are assured of a joyful journey. It is a special express lane, which, if followed, enables us to fulfill the divine design. Changing lanes to get to the kingdom involves decision, determination, and destiny. Every day, we make choices that affect our journey. Every day, we need the guidance of the King of the Road. He meets us on his holy highway, and the highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It would be for those who walk in that way. Isaiah 35:8. Amen.
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 All righty. Next we'll have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 100. To make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Stir the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. In unto his gate with thanksgiving, unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Betty, for the reading of Psalms 100. Next, we have Auntie Ethel.
Okay. I'm coming from Chronicle. Second Chronicle, and it's going to be very short. It's 7:14, where it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal the land. That's what I have to say.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Ethel. Okay, that concludes our first round. So I am going to turn it over to Loretta for the second shadow.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Father God, for we release our faith and believe for healing, knowing that even a small amount of faith, the size of a mustard seed, can work miracles. And Auntie Dot, Auntie Wally, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Allen family, the Lakeland family, the Verna family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, the Cody family, Charlie and family, the Franklin family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Ross family, the Peters family, the Moore family, the Simmons family, the Chapman family, Miss Bird and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Moody family, Reverend Slappy and family, Essie Mann family, Latanya and family, the Brown family, Malik and family, Charles and family, the McClure family, Carlos and the Wells family, Terrell and family, the Andrew family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Eric, Brian, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, if we ask of anything of you, that you will do it. So, Lord, we ask that you heal our mind, our heart, our body, our organs, our glands, our muscles, and every muscle in our body. And, Father God, for you say that you will send your words to heal us, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that fitting shut-in prayer, Loretta. And next we will go to recognizing our birthdays for this week. Birthdays starting on April the 26th through May 2nd. The birthdays that I do have are on April the 27th. We have Monique. On April the 28th, we have Auntie Janet. She's 5'1". Is that Leroy?
Yeah. What day is
it? May 1st.
Yeah, The kid's father.
Alrighty. Okay, are there any other birthdays from April the 26th through May the 2nd that I don't have on my list? Okay, I take silence as a no. Auntie Ethel, would you do it? You want to sing a happy birthday?
Yes.
Thank you.
And who birthdayed you? Who birthdayed you?
Just several people.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday, dear you all. Happy birthday to you. I won't ask you how old are you.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Beautiful song, Auntie Ethel. And that will just lead us right into our next part of our program. If you have any recordings, testimonies, or additional Bible verses you would like to share, this is your opportunity. So let's start off with Auntie Dot.
I will lift my eyes into the hill. From his come my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade about thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen, amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Dot, for that reading. Next we have Hubert.
I'm reading the book of Psalms again, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He heads me, he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For you are with me.
Yeah, I'm with
me.
The Lord accept the comfort me.
You prepare a table before
me. Set a table for me.
You not my hand with oil.
Yes,
goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Hubert, for Psalms 23. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try to sing this song. I made it mine, but if I get emotional, can't sing it, take it for love.
Amen.
Amen. You know my name.
Hmm.
You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Jesus knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. Yes, he talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. You know my name. You know my name. Yes, Jesus knows my name. Yes. He knows my name. Oh, how he comforts me. Yes, oh, how he counsels me. Yet it amazes me that I'm your friend. You know my name. You know my name. Jesus know my name. Yes, he knows my name. No fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. Jesus, hold my hand. I'm walking in your victory. Your power is within me. No giant can defeat me. Jesus, hold my hand. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Yes, Jesus knows my name. God, he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. Oh, how he comforts me. Oh, how he comforts me. Yet it amazes me that I'm your friend. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Yes, Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows my name. Yes, yes, he knows my name. Jesus knows my name. Yes, Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows my name. Yes. Jesus knows my name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My favorite.
Yes.
Good time. Amen. The Lord. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that beautiful song,
yeah.
Auntie Betty. One of my favorite songs. Thank you so
much. Yes. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All righty. Next we have Sister Shirley.
Yes, that will be coming from Psalms 91, starting at the first verse. The Lord is my fortress. Live under the protection of God Most High and stay in the shadow of God All-Powerful. Then you will say to the Lord, you are my fortress, my place of safety. You are my God, and I trust you. The Lord will keep you safe from secret traps and deadly disease. He will spread his wings over you and keep you secure. His faithfulness is like a shield or a city wall. You won't need to worry about dangers at night or arrows during the day, and you won't fear diseases that strike in the dark or sudden disasters at noon. You will not be harmed, though thousands fall all around you. And with your own eyes, you will see the punishment of the wicked. The Lord Most High is your fortress. Run to him for safety, and no terrible disaster will strike you or your home. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 91. I see we have another caller that has joined. Daniel, would you like to share any good news? Daniel, would you like to share any good news tonight? Okay, we'll move on and come back.
Aunt Kira,
would you like to share any more good news?
Yes, I was going to finish chapter 22 of Revelation. He that is just, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to be the have a right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. For without any dogs of scornful, whoremongers, and murderers, adulterers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, I Jesus sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root of offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto thee things, God shall add unto him the pledges that are written in the book. And if any man take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
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 Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next we have Auntie Ethel. Do you have any more good news to share this evening?
I sing a little of this song.
All right.
Amen. Thank you for going through so much.
this violent thing. I'm just going to ask these, that you all to stay under the blood. And so that's the song I'm going to say. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Loretta, Thank you for that prayer. Yeah, I will go next. Or have I gone yet? I will go next, and I have a prayer as well. Father, we thank you for placing your love and justice upon us. Thank you for clothing us in your righteousness, goodness, and love. We pray that we will be able to share your love with others throughout this world, and that you will use us to accomplish your desires. We pray that we will be a people known for our love, justice, compassion, and mercy. Please forgive us for the ways that we fail to conduct ourselves justly. But restore us in righteousness and guide us in your truth. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 Next, my mom.
I'm coming on Jeremiah again. It's Jeremiah 9:7-25, and it said, boast in God. The prophet Jeremiah message is to Israel is fresh bread for today, the day of Christian. In Jeremiah 9, the prophet showed us that we should boast only in knowing God. He tells what we may not depend upon in a day of trouble and distress. Let not the wise person, the powerful person, or the rich person think to escape the common calamity by their wisdom, might, and money. For none is sufficient in the day of trouble, said Jesus Christ. To boast, vulnerable, or brag means to express concept about oneself or one's accomplishment. All three words suggest excessive pride, and all three are totally out of line with Christian character. Rather, the Christian ought to follow the example of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, but whatsoever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. But if more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ. Jesus, my Lord, the poorest person who understands and know the Lord, who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, is wise. Might and riches, then all who trust in and boast in themselves. In 1707, noted Homagon Isaac Watts wrote these words, when I surveyed the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gained, I counted but lost, and poured contempt on all my pride. And in 1869, Frances James Van penned it in her famous hymn, the following word, Jesus keep me, never cross, be my glory ever till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. The cross reminds every Christian that we should boast in God who sent Jesus to atone for the sin of the world. The cross should keep us humble with hearts that are too full of thanksgiving to have room for boasting in our own accomplishments. And the prayer said, Lord, I will ever give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for your steadfast love and faithfulness to me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening. I just want to say I love everybody. Bless everybody. Everybody okay with the corona?
Yes.
We're fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, I'm just really listening.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
God that don't believe in God.
I didn't hear what me.
That's
all right. It don't mean that I don't like you.
I don't know what that's all about.
Let's continue.
Before we go into the closing prayer, let's go ahead and assign part for next week. Do we have any volunteers to read the Joshua 8?
Auntie Betty.
All right. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Next, how about the opening prayer? Are you volunteering for the opening prayer? Mom got that one. Thank you. And then last, do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer for next week? I have to be the same. We got Hubert for the closing prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for the volunteers today. Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, and now thanks to Hubert as he lead us into the closing prayer.
Prayer for mind, reason, and clarity. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I ask you to wash my hands with the blood of Jesus, and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for my life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any door that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in my life. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give my clarity of vision. Clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. And Loretta, you want to go ahead and close us out?
Yeah, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you create in the president and everyone in the White House a clean heart and renew their mind, Lord. But right now, we need our leaders to be strong and to make the best decision for God's children. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious, healthy week. We love you all, and good night.
Love
good night.
Night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Hey. I want to shot.